Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Patrick Metlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Danielle, thank you for unmuting me, and I'm going to try to make sure that that is not something that you or the rest of this audience regrets as we try to deliver a fit word once again on today. Thank you for your confidence and your willingness to not only allow me to be a part of this broadcast, but your faithfulness every day, not just on Tuesday, to host this program in the manner in which you continue to do so. Brother Bradshaw, thank you for who you are and what you're about, and what you stand for. I definitely relish the fact that I'm able to share in this ministry with you, given that you were a contemporary of my father, and so I really appreciate that very, very much. We want to thank each and every one of you that are part of the Blog Talk radio ministry. We're thankful that you guys are out there doing what you do and making this ministry what it is, because without you, there would be no ministry. We have no one that's willing to get on that telephone line and make that call. Then you're really talking about a situation where it's going to be a waste of time. So we're so thankful for each and every one of you, as well as those who are joining me via the Facebook simulcast. We just don't take for granted any of you that are a part of this ministry, whether you're putting it on or you're enjoying it. Please, on the Facebook side, feel free to like this video. If you already are anticipating that you think that this could be a blessing, go ahead and like it now, and feel free to even share it now by hitting that share button that you probably are able to see, and then share it not just on your feed, but share it on some of those worthwhile and fitting groups that you're in where you think that a word fitly spoken should and could be shared. Thank you very much for each and every one of you. I've completed the previous series on Pray Like a Priest, Not Like a Pagan. I'm hoping that you guys were blessed by that series. And now I've kind of converted to another series. Not that I'm always going to do stuff in series, although lately I've been preaching in series as well, so teaching in series. So maybe I'm just a serial preacher, a serial teacher. I guess I'm going to have to just own the tag and the title. But anyway, I'm troubled, have been for a while, by the shootings that have existed. I think this is something that I originally did as an overnight deal. I think it was, and I think the Tallahassee people can remind me when I did the sermon, Murder, She Wrote. I want to say that was last year. That might have been in response to something that happened. I don't think it was Oxford. I think it was something else, because Oxford was a year and a half ago, but this Murder, She Wrote series, I remember it. Something happened on Saturday night. Yeah, it was Buffalo. The Buffalo shootings happened on Saturday night, and then I basically scrambled to do this. It was a sermon, okay, and now what I've done is I have expanded it, and the Gateway Church family and I have studied it together, to the point where we have developed four beliefs that help us to respond and pray to mass shootings. And so I would like to present part one of that for you today, because all of us really want to know, how do we pray for such things as this? You know, what should be our response? And there are things that are being shared by Jesus, by Paul, and by John that I think might be helpful. So let's get into this. The first belief is that murderers, mass and otherwise, suffer from heart trouble. So the first belief, biblical belief, is that murderers, mass or otherwise, suffer from heart trouble. If you look at Mark chapter 7, verse 21, the Bible here, and I could have gone to Matthew chapter 15, but this parallel passage is just as robust. The Bible says, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting, and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness." Now, murders is in the text, that because the Jesus is talking about is not that which comes outside the man that defiles the man, but that which comes from within. And essentially, those things that come from the heart, and not this blood pump, because as my father and others used to say, you only want blood in this heart. But we're talking about this heart here. On a cold day like it is today, I have my heart, so to speak, covered with a hat because it's a bit of a cool day today. But I'll just say to you, you want to make sure that heart is not having, either heart is having any kind of trouble, and in particular this one, because of the spiritual orientation that we're speaking to. You know, the idea of evil there is talking about base. And when you're really talking about heart trouble in that sense, God made us in his image and in his likeness. And so he made us with a moral compass, and he made us with enough of with sentience and with volition so that we can actually be relational and not feel that we have to, like the baser animals, kill each other in order to establish our pecking orders in our relationships. And yet, this issue of heart trouble is something that's kind of been around for a while. If you go back and you look at what God said pre-flood in Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 5, that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent and of the thought of their hearts were only evil continually. So that the next verse says, the Lord was sorry that he had made mankind on the earth. Then after the flood, even after he had wiped away the entire race, and except for Noah, and said, okay, so we said, I'm going to do a reset. I'm going to do a do-over. I find this is a very, very compelling and poignant passage, because the Bible says the Lord smelled the soothing aroma that Noah, because Noah was basically doing incense on the altar of every animal, the Bible says, that he could essentially get his hands on. And this is what Moses, the writer, says, that the Lord said to himself. The Lord said to himself. Moses is telling us what the Lord said to himself. I will never again curse the ground on account of man. So that's another teaching for another day as to why he would say that to himself. For the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth. And so in essence, he's saying, even though I just did a do-over, I got 8 people to restart the earth, restart mankind. The intent of man's heart is still going to be evil from his youth. So when some of us are flabbergasted that, in particular for the Buffalo deal that happened years ago, you know, there were 8, that young man was 18 years old. And yet you can see that God said after the flood to himself that even youth would be instilled because of the baser instincts of man to have the inclination to do atrocities like drive 200 miles to Buffalo and shoot up a grocery store. Just so you guys can have a handle as to just how bad this has been this year, there have been, as of last night, 13 mass murders where 3 or more were killed this year. 13 mass murders where 3 or more were killed this year. I want you to think about this. You got 12 that were killed in Monterey Park, California. You have 8 that were killed in Enoch, Utah. You have 7 that were killed in Half Moon Bay, California. You have 6 that were killed in Goshen, California. You have 5 that were killed via shootings in High Point, North Carolina. Clearly, it plays out that there is a heart trouble issue that causes these things to happen. And just like we know that the Bible says this in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, there is nothing new under the sun. We want to try to have an understanding as to what this is about and try to know how we should respond. Well, let's just understand that the idea of violence and the idea of this issue of the heart being what it is, it was the case pre-flood. And even after the flood, God said man would have heart trouble. In a lot of these cases, when we've seen it, it's been a man that shot his wife, his kids, even in this case, some cases his in-laws, and then ends up shooting himself. That's the case where baser instincts have spoiled the heart. And we'll talk more about some of the other biblical beliefs that help us to understand, help us respond, and help us to pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for yet another opportunity that you've given us to be able to have a better handle as to what is going on and how we are to be responsive to the atrocities that are happening in this world. Father, thank you for your word, and that's what we're grateful for today. That helps us to understand that this is an issue of heart trouble. This is an issue of people letting their baser instincts cause them to not follow your image and your likeness, but to act no better than animals in their dealings with other people. And Father, just help us to be able to study your word and to be able to better reflect on ourselves as to how we can be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your church. Thank you for just being you and for the blessings that you've given us in the past, in the present, in the future, both seen and unseen. And whether we're already in the seat of our cars, whether we've made it to the corner of our offices already, or whether we're still in our slippers, help us to understand that our singular goal today is to bring glory and honor to you, whether it was a good day or a bad day, whether things go planned or unplanned, whether you're in the rain or in the snow or in the sunshine. Help us to make it a great day, a day in which you receive glory in our words, in our thoughts, and in our actions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.